You're listening to SBS News.
And to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, I extend to you this gavel.
After being sworn in as Speaker, Nancy Pelosi told the House of Representatives she felt particularly proud to be in the role in this Congress, which marks the 100th year of women having the right to vote. The new House has 102 women serving in it, an all-time high, and includes 36 newly elected members and 43 women of colour.
We all have the ability and the privilege to serve with over 100 women members of Congress, the largest number in history.
Democratic Representative of California, Katie Hill, also welcomes the greater diversity.
This shows the changing face of Congress. It's a new generation. It's, you know, so many more women than we've ever seen before. And I think this is exactly what we need to take us into the future. I think just today we're going to see how an effective Congress can work. And we're going to continue to set that example.
Among the new women are the first Muslim Congresswomen. Democrats Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, the latter being the daughter of Palestinian parents who migrated from the West Bank to Detroit. Palestinians around the world are celebrating her achievement, including this woman from Bethlehem in the Middle East.
When I heard that Rashida will be on the Congress, that made me feel like my dream become true. Rashida make my dream become true. She's the first Palestinian to be a politician, and that means that I can be a politician.
The Democrats have now taken control of the House from the Republicans, who remain in charge of the Senate. And the Congress begins work with almost a quarter of the federal government closed, affecting 800,000 federal workers. The shutdown was triggered by the impasse over Donald Trump's funding plans to build a wall along the entire border with Mexico. Nancy Pelosi has reiterated the Democrats will not be providing any funds for a wall. But Republican representative from Colorado, Scott Tipton, believes any differences over border security can be resolved.
It's more semantics than anything else. When we talk about a wall versus border security, virtually no difference. And so if we can come to a resolution, it's just about border security, no matter what the form happens to be. Hopefully we can seek a good resolution.
To try to gain support for his position, Donald Trump arranged for members of the union that represents Border Patrol workers to take part in a media briefing at the White House. The National Border Control Council represents 18,000 Border Control agents and endorsed Donald Trump during the 2016 presidential election. Council President Brandon Judd has been a Border Control agent for two decades and says where walls are built, they work.
Anywhere that you look where we have built walls, they have worked. They have been an absolute necessity for Border Patrol agents in securing the border. We need those physical barriers, and we appreciate President Trump and all of his efforts in getting us those physical barriers.
While the partial shutdown is the most immediate concern in Washington, Nancy Pelosi also says any adverse findings from the special counsel's investigation into Russia's meddling in the 2016 election could trigger impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Only the House can begin impeachment proceedings, and while US Justice Department guidelines suggest a sitting president can't be indicted, Nancy Pelosi told NBC's Today Show that's an open discussion.
Everything indicates that a president can be indicted after he is no longer president of the United States.
What about a sitting president?
Well, a sitting president when he's no longer president of the United States.
A president who is in office. Okay. Could Robert Mueller come back and say, I am seeking an indictment?
I think that that is an open discussion. I think that is an open discussion in terms of the law.
Donald Trump has denied any wrongdoing during the election campaign. Greg Diet, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.